You're listening to the Melrose Place podcast, where we rewatch, recap, and analyze every episode of the hit 90s TV series Melrose Place.
I am always Dan.
And I'm occasionally Jenny.
Let's get started. Woo! Episode 29, we're almost done. Season 1, Pas de Trois, air date, April 21st, 1993. Holy smokes, this is the Melrose Place I knew.
Oh, it is.
This is the one.
These episodes are jam-packed. No longer are we seeing stupid-ass episodes about Billy going to the dentist.
Yeah.
Those are a thing of the past, guys.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I have a cold this episode. Nope.
We're delving in.
It is hard-hitting. They are getting us. They are getting us.
So we had to Google pas de trois, because we're like, what the hell does that mean?
Pas de trois. Pas de trois.
And it's a dance for three.
Which is a very, very good title.
And it can be applied to a lot of different storylines.
Mm-hmm.
So we open up to Melrose Place, the courtyard, and the pool guy, the nameless pool guy,
is out there skimming
the pool.
Hard at work.
Second appearance.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy's getting paid now.
Michael is too busy cheating to keep up with his duties at Melrose Place.
We should try to get the pool guy on the podcast.
I support that.
I'll try to find him.
If you can track him down.
Let's find him.
Even to get like little tidbits.
Just
like,
something.
What was it like to clean the pool?
And how is Mr. K? What'd he look like?
Yeah.
We're at Jake and Joe's place, right?
Yeah, well, it's Jake's place.
Jake's place. Joe's down there visiting. They really should just move in.
Yeah. They have so much.
Save the rent.
Well, they're having a lot of money troubles, as we're going to find out. It would really help them.
Yeah, they have $8,400 worth of trouble on their taxes. They crunch the numbers. Jake is pissed. He's like, I don't know how we're going to do this. We need to get an accountant. This is bullshit. Something's going on. Joe, are you sure you did it right?
And she's like, yes, I'm sure I did it right. I filled out everything. I have experience doing this. Like, I know what I'm doing here. You owe $8,400.
And she threatens for Jake to do his own books.
Well, he's like, this is a real mess here, Joe. We're in real trouble. And she's like, no, you're in real trouble.
That is a very convenient stance to take, Joe Reynolds, when you decided to go in with Jake, and she decided to go in with Jake 50-50, not even 50-50. She fronted the money.
Silent partner,
but then it changed. She was like, she was meddling in the business, and Jake was like, hey, I thought you were a silent partner. And then she's like, I don't want to be a silent partner. I want to do your books.
But
now shit has hit the fan, and she's like, do your own books?
No, because he
I don't think so.
No. Because Jake is like, you did it wrong. We should have hired a real accountant. You don't know what you're doing. And she felt personally attacked.
Well, that's no way to be. Like, show him that you did it right. Show him you did it right then, Joe. Don't just walk away.
Cool your jets.
I'm upset.
It's okay.
I'm upset about this.
Don't worry. We're going to get back to this one.
You don't talk to Jake like that.
Okay.
That's my boy. That is my boy.
We know. So we go to D&D, and Allison's on the phone, and of course Amanda, just being all nosy like she is, what's up? Who are you talking to?
And Amanda walks in looking like Mrs. Claus. Did you see that outfit? She had like a full red turtleneck, huge ass Santa buckle.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
She had a Santa belt on. Oh, it was bad.
You know, I can always rely on you to make notes about the fashion.
Yeah. Well, Mrs. Claus, full effect.
Well, Allison's like, I just have a doctor's appointment. And Amanda's like, oh, what's that? The fourth oldest lie in the book? You don't have a doctor's appointment.
Yeah. Newsflash to Amanda. At work, you can't make fun of people going to the doctor. She's just like, huh, loser. What's up with you going to the doctor so much?
And Allison is like, well, you know what? Go ahead. Call my doctor. I can bring a note like I did in grammar school. I'll do what you need me to do, but I'm really going to the doctor. Okay, Amanda? And she's like, Allison, I'm kidding. Okay, go to your doctor's. I hope everything's okay. And then that's when they get a call from Lucy asking them both to come into her office because she has something very important that she needs to talk to them about.
And they go in. I guess as audience members, we're supposed to think that they're in trouble and like she's gonna like step in, but not happening. She is engaged.
Right. So she's engaged to Irving Marshall something or other. And
yeah, isn't it like Irving Marshall, the second Duke of the York?
Something like that. It's like,
what title is that?
So she's, everything is a whirlwind. She's having an engagement party that she's inviting both Amanda and Allison to. And Amanda's like, whoa, he's handsome. He's rich. He must also be good in the bedroom. I mean, why else would you be moving so quickly? And
immediately on the sex.
And you're thinking like, oh, maybe Lucy's going to react kind of like adversely to this. But she's like, oh, Amanda, he's phenomenal. And then, of course, Amanda takes this opportunity to bring Billy into it.
Yeah.
And to her boss, she's like, oh, I can relate. My last boyfriend, Billy, he had such stamina in the bedroom. I really miss our nights together.
Yeah, Billy was just so great.
And the camera pans over to Allison and she's like, wah, wah, yeah. I don't like talking about sex stuff.
I don't like sexy stuff, especially when you talk about it with my best friend.
So we go back over to the hospital.
Oh, I can take this.
Please do.
We are surrounded. We're Michael Mancini. Michael's in the hallway talking to all his little minions about like how to be an amazing doctor. And he manages to like turn around and he sees this tall drink of water. Drinking water.
Ooh, I like what you did there.
Yeah, she's sipping on this through this water fountain and her legs are all showing and he's just like, he cannot take it. And he just looks at all his little younglings and he's like, excuse me for 1 minute. And he walks over to Kimberly Shaw and he's like, hello, you look great, doctor. And they go to the elevator, and when I saw it, I thought like right when the doors were closed, they were gonna just start making out, and then get to the floor, and then it was gonna open up, and then they would be all like fixing their clothes.
No, they gave us some suspense. Mm-hmm. So Kimberly says to Michael, "I've been incredibly distracted all morning," and Michael responds, "Me too." Well, what are we going to do about this, doctor? And then Michael slams the emergency button on the elevator, and it's on.
Which is very irresponsible for a doctor in an elevator.
In a hospital!
To hold up that elevator. What if there was an emergency?
That somebody like genuinely needed that elevator to be like, we need to get this patient to triage. Yeah. Oh, wait. Two doctors are banging in the elevator.
Yeah, they're professional. Like, not only are you cheating and your marriage is on the line, but like your professional career, that I'm not certain that Michael is a full-fledged doctor at this hospital yet still. Like, that's on the line too.
Well, don't you get it, Dan? That's part of the danger. That's the allure.
I guess so, you're right.
This is accompanied by our guitar riffs and an occasional tambourine.
And they're making out hard, passionate, and like messing with each other's like pants. It's implied they're gonna do it in this elevator real quick.
So we head back over to Melrose Place. Billy is swimming laps in the pool, And Allison is walking back and forth with him, and she's lamenting about how terrible Amanda is at D&D, and Billy's kind of trading his war stories about how he's being worked to the bone.
And this is odd because, like, Allison is walking the pool laps while mm-hmm. Billy is swimming the laps, and she's telling a very detailed story. Now, I don't know if I'm weird, but when I'm swimming, I don't hear people.
Yeah, when you put your head underwater, you can't hear them.
I don't hear people at all. So I can only imagine, like, Billy doesn't listen when he's not underwater. He's definitely not listening now.
Well, he eventually gets out of the pool. They take this convo into their apartment, and Allison is just going on and on about Amanda. Oh, you should have heard what she said today. She's punishing me for you breaking up with her. Gosh, the latest today. I just can't even tell you. It's too bad. And then
Billy likes it. He likes it.
Oh, duh.
He's so into it.
And Billy makes a remark to say, well, Allison, you're so wholesome, because she was just kind of comparing herself to Amanda, saying that Amanda is just such a go-getter and she's a seductress and that Allison just could never compete with her style. And Billy's like, well, you're so wholesome, and that's appealing to farmers and the 4-H crowd,
yeah, guys,
which is pretty funny.
All the men who listen to this podcast, and I'm sure there's a lot of you, I want you to hear this when I say this. Never call a girl wholesome, okay? That's just not what they want to hear. Would you agree?
Is that...
No one's
what
out.
What kind of experience do you have to support that?
This episode. What, like, who wants to be referred to as wholesome if you're not talking about, like, a breakfast? Like, a breakfast is wholesome. Like, a girl is not
wholesome. I don't know. It's, you don't want to be like, endearing.
Well, like, they're like, hey, Amanda's sexy. Well, you're wholesome.
What, like, you're the girl next door.
What is she, oatmeal? She's oatmeal and some eggs.
Well,
You're a well-balanced breakfast. You're buttered toast. She's hot and all, but you are a grand slam.
Okay, so we head on back to the courtyard, and Jake and Joe are walking, and Jake runs up to Joe and is like, oh wait, Joe, I have a couple of questions about the tax return. And Joe's like, sorry, I'm busy.
Yeah, she's like, ooh, yeah, itemized deductions, go fuck yourself.
So we're back at D&D, and Billy shows up. And of course, Amanda is there to receive him. And Amanda's like, well, I don't know why you're here, but Allison is at the doctor's right now. And Billy lets us know, yeah, she's there for her follow-up on her surgery.
And he's like, you're torturing her. She says you're hurting her. Can you please stop? So let's just you and me have it out, okay? And Amanda's like, well, Billy, I don't know.
She's
basically like, look at Allison's desk. It's all fucked up.
She's been brain dead ever since she broke up with Keith.
Yeah, like, oh my God, like, Amanda needs to get written up to HR, like, immediately. You cannot tell people who don't work at your work that other employees that work under you are brain dead.
Man, this is 93. Fast and loose, okay?
Okay.
Different.
I guess I'm in another world.
Different times.
It's another time.
But in taking a peek at Allison's desk, Billy notices an 8x10 framed photo of him and Amanda on their first trip to, where'd they go? Like, to the Big Bear or something? Into the lake or
something like that. Her dad's cabin.
And I'm like, who took that picture?
Some stranger. Probably the guy who brought him carry out.
And she's like, oh, I hope you don't mind. I mean, it just reminds me of good times. I still regard you as a friend, you know.
Yeah, and like, no, you don't, bitch. You just don't.
So Billy leaves with just being like, look, I don't want Allison to be the victim here. And Amanda does agree to go easy on Allison as long as they can continue to be friends. So Al, we go to the hospital, and Allison is leaving, and her doctor lets her know, you're in perfect health. And she's walking out of the hospital, and something odd catches her eye.
No, well, she at first she's like, I forgot where I parked. Can you send me some, like, to the right parking lot? And the doctor, like, sends her down the way. And, yeah. And then she sees Dr. Michael Mancini and Dr. Kimberly Shaw getting after it behind this big-ass creepy van.
No. Like,
clear, plain clothes. No, not plain clothes. Doctor clothes in the parking lot. Super un... Like, very conspicuous.
And it's, like, middle of the day. Like, it's, like, very 3 p.m.
Like, I cannot describe how conspicuous this is. It is clear for anybody to see. So, Allison sees, and, like, is it slow-mo? Because it felt like slow-mo.
Okay, no, but at this moment, okay, so Kimberly and Michael are going at it. They're making out. Then he opens his eyes, and Kimberly's back is to Allison. And Allison, mind you, is, like, 50 yards away. Like,
yeah.
She's like, she has like very good vision and to be able to see this.
And Michael's eyes pierce. They're piercing eyes at Amanda, at Allison. And like most, I would assume that most people, when they are caught cheating, would decide, okay, I need to like go over to Allison and say, hey, you didn't see what you just saw.
It's not what it looks like. Yeah, there's an explanation. Like.
And they just toss the person they're making out with aside. But no, Michael has basically, he wants his cake and eat it too. He's looking at her and he's like, bitch, don't fucking say shit.
And then, he doesn't say that. He says it with his eyes.
In his eyes, yeah.
Then he goes right back to making out with Kimberly, yeah. Like total disregard to Allison to be like, I don't care.
Yeah, he's like, don't mess up this kiss, but you don't fucking say any goddamn thing. You got that? And she's just like, oh my God. And like those eyes, man, he said 1,000 words. 1,000 words.
This scene
and
was
they
great.
They were all cuss words.
We please watch. Like, if you're not going to see this whole episode,
I'm putting this scene on Instagram.
You gotta just see this look that he gives her.
Oh, and then it would have cut straight to commercial after that, because you need a break after you see those.
Oh
eyes.
Yeah, yes, you do.
You need at least 3 commercials after you see that.
So we're back to Allison and Billy's apartment, and you can tell Allison has a lot on her mind after having seen what she just saw, but she's keeping it to herself right now, and she is inviting Billy to go with her to Lucy's engagement party.
Yeah, Allison, come on, bro. You know this is not a good idea. You know what you're going to be doing when you bring Billy to this engagement party. You're going to piss off Amanda even more, and Amanda's going to try to bang him. That's what's going to happen. But I'll get into it later once we're actually there. But yeah, I'm like, Allison, right now you are just meddling. What's the word? You're pouring gasoline on a fire.
So they agree that Billy is going to accompany her to the engagement party. And Allison lets Billy know that the dress is California hip. So
is that on the invitation?
I wonder if that was, I was about to ask, like, was that on the invitation?
No one looked California hip.
Oh, no, they didn't.
That's for damn sure. And if California hip is Amanda wearing a Santa Claus suit to work, then count me out. Count me the fuck out. I don't want to be there. Count me out.
So.
All right. So,
okay, yeah. Keep saying it.
Allison, this whole conversation, she's sort of like somewhere else. And she's peering out the window. She sees Mancini with his toolbox. Finally, we get to see Michael back in his property manager hat. And he's basically telling Jane, like, okay, don't worry about it. I'm going to go downstairs. I'm gonna fix something. So she strategically gets her laundry so that she can go downstairs and confront Michael on what she saw in the parking lot. And Michael, I suspected that he would do this, but not in this manner. But he basically just doubles down on what she saw. And he's like, yeah, I don't care what you saw. This is me. I'm a guy. Hey, you're one to talk. You broke up. You want two marriages on your fucking... on your belt. And I was like, ooh, what a dig.
He says...
she's a homewrecker too.
Yeah, well, he was like, look, if you think you're going to talk about what happened today, you're completely wrong. I was comforting Kimberly. We're two doctors.
Oh, yeah.
And we see a lot of things at the hospital. And sometimes you need a shoulder to cry on. And that's what was going on. And then...
He said doctors need extreme comforting. Like, that is for real, like, alternative truths. That's what, like, doctors need extreme comforting.
Well, doctors do see a lot of awful shit, I'm sure. But
so that doesn't mean you go make out with them in the parking lot. Hey, I'm really sorry that those stitches didn't go in as that well.
I'd like to give you some extreme comforting now.
Just smooching in the parking lot.
So Allison's not buying it, and she's like, how can you do this to Jane? And then Michael says, how can Keith do it to his wife? Don't you say anything to Jane, or you'll have the blood of two marriages on your hands.
Damn. And like, for real though, he's got a point. That shuts Allison up. It's like, Allison, you can't really talk.
Right.
You were like, love is love. Love is love, and I love Keith and seals.
So we head on over to K Beacon Designs, and Jane is sitting at a sewing machine with a group of underlings around her, and she's telling them that they need to take care on how to sew bathing suits because the seams get bunched up when they're wet.
There's a lot of strange things happening in this scene. She hands the swimwear over to the model. Was that a model in the robe?
Yeah, she says to go try it on.
Oh, but and then I guess the weird guy like crouching down was the actual designer of the...
I think he was like executing the designs that she created.
Oh, so he was trying to portray him understanding by kneeling, I guess. And Kay's over there. They keep cutting to Kay, like listening in, and she's like, I guess she's coloring.
Okay. K Beacon is the owner of this design firm, right? It's K Beacon Designs. And she had this big fancy office in previous episodes, but for whatever reason, she's sitting at Jane's desk. And we know this because there's a big framed photo of Michael Mancini.
And I think that's just his headshot.
It might be Mr. Calabro's headshot. And they are, and Kay is just like listening intently, and Jane walks over to her and she's like, wow, Jane, you remind me a lot of myself. And that's not a compliment, honey.
I don't mean that as a compliment. Jane, you need to get out, and I'm going to tell you to go to lunch with your husband.
Or rent a motel room.
Yeah, and Jane's like, oh no, we're both super busy, don't worry, I'm good. And then she's like, I can't have my designers burning out my workers, so do it.
And we do learn here that Jane does have a line of swimwear coming out under K Beacon Designs. So that's why she's been working super hard.
Mm-hmm. So Jane is like, all right, well, I've been told to go to lunch. So I'm going to go to a hospital where doctors work and interrupt everything.
So she goes to the hospital and learns that Michael is already on lunch. So
right, he signed out. What an idiot. Like, him and Kimberly like both signed out to the lunch place they were going to.
Well, I guess as doctors. And I mean, granted, they have pagers.
Yeah.
But they need to like know where they are, I guess. So they're both at the restaurant, and then Jane tracks them down.
Like, guys, you gotta cheat better.
They're novices, okay?
Go different places.
And she tracks him down at this restaurant, and the moment Michael sees her, he is like totally two-faced, like doesn't miss a beat. Yeah. Oh, hey, honey. Hi, Jane.
Yeah,
What are you doing here? Oh, come pull up a chair. You remember Kimberly, right?
Well, I guess in that situation, like you've got to be.
It was like,
otherwise you're done.
It was scary. He was like, had no inkling. And then you could tell Kimberly was like, I am not cool with this.
And look, like, these are the best actors I feel on the show, aside from Jake, Mancini, Thomas Calabro. So, I mean, he showed some chops here in this scene, just like you said, seamlessly going from like, oh, I'm so into you, Kimberly, to, hey, baby, come here. And like you could feel the tension in this scene. It was really good. Really, really good.
Well, Marsha Cross, Kimberly is like, I just remembered I have to get back to the hospital. And
yeah, she can't take it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's got to go. And then Michael's like, well, what do you do with your lunch? I mean, it's right here. And she's like, Jane can have it, which is
very weird. Very weird.
No, I think it was kind of like subtext of like, oh, I'm giving Jane my man right now.
Yeah, I guess there's some undertones.
Well, she leaves and Jane is just kind of like none the wiser. She's like, gosh, Michael, I feel like that woman just doesn't have a life outside of the hospital. And he's like, oh, yes, you're completely right. Now, honey, what were we saying? I love you.
Yeah, and they're just like, but Jane, this is Jane's first inkling because she's like, oh, wine at lunch? And they're like, yeah, we're celebrating
an appendectomy or something.
Yeah.
So I don't know what.
Third one this week.
So we head over to the engagement party of Lucy. And Allison and Billy are there as dates. And we see Amanda kind of by her lonesome looking around the party. It's at this like fancy, ritzy, like somebody's house. And it's outdoors. And it's really nice.
And again, I'm like, why would Allison bring Billy to this? This is such a bad idea.
Well,
would you do this if you're in her situation?
Look, I can't even begin to think about her situation.
Like, it just doesn't make any damn sense. And what I'm thinking is, I wonder if Allison brings Billy to like piss off Amanda.
Yeah, I think she does.
But also waiting for like Amanda to have some sort of reaction and cause a scene so that Lucy sees it.
Well,
like another way of going over Amanda's head, like getting Lucy involved. Because what happens here is Lucy does,
take notice.
She takes notice, yeah.
No, that is a great observation. And Amanda does approach Billy and Allison, and she's like, oh, Billy, would you like to dance for old time's sake? And while she's asking Billy to dance, this other guy comes up to her and is like, hi, Amanda, do you want to dance? And she's like, later. And he just runs away.
I missed that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
It was very comical.
Later.
And so her and Billy do end up dancing, and while they're on the dance floor, she's like, nice fit. And Billy goes, yeah, it is a really pretty dress. And she's like, I wasn't talking about the dress, Billy.
Yeah, Billy, girls don't compliment themselves and how they look when they're dancing, you idiot. You fucking scoundrel.
Stop it!
Idiot. So, God.
Of course, Amanda is just like laying, just putting down like hints all over the place that she wants Billy back.
And then Allison's all distraught while this is happening. And I'm sitting here in this living room like, what the hell did you expect? You absolutely knew that Amanda was going to come in and try to steal him and dance with him. And you knew that Billy would do it. It's like, you have no right to be upset here, buddy.
Well, after the dance, Amanda kind of steals Billy away to be by themselves in like a private corner of the party. And she's like, Billy, I know it's not in my character to be so forward, which I was like, what?
That's all you are.
But yeah, you're totally forward all the time. But I miss you, and I know that you miss me too. You can't just be happy in that apartment in that little room of yours.
That little tiny boy's room with stars on the ceiling.
You can close the door on our romance, but please don't shut me out of our friendship.
Yeah, she says that. She says, basically, I want to still maintain a friendship, but I'm going to make out with you right now.
And goes right for it.
Like, what the fuck? Allison sees it, and she's like, oh, why does this always happen to me?
Like, she keeps seeing people it's kissing like, that she shouldn't.
And Amanda, I mean, Allison, it happens to you because you bring Billy places. That's why it happens to you.
Well, she can't take it. She leaves. She rushes out of the party. Billy follows. And they go to the apartment. And she's like, I told you not to come. Why didn't you stay? You should have stayed. And Billy's like, what is wrong with you? Where is this coming from? And Allison yells out, it's Michael, okay? It's Michael. He's having an affair. And it's all about his sexual desire.
Yeah, this is strange.
And it's like, what? Why?
Billy's like, I don't want to be held accountable for what Michael does. It's not the same thing.
And Billy's like, for me, it's not about sex. I mean, that's why I don't want to get back with Amanda, because I don't love her. I mean, I sleep in the room next to yours every night, and never once have I acted on my temptation.
And then it's like back to Seinfeld music. Bidi-bidi-dee-dee-dee-bidi-doo.
Giving each other eyes like,
yeah.
Well, there wasn't ever a temptation between us because we're friends.
Can we call that their awkward music?
It's a very good moniker, actually.
Yeah, it's just like... So basically, Billy at this moment admits that he has been tempted by Allison.
So this brings us back to the hospital. It's the next day.
And Kimberly is straight up wrestling with a person on a stretcher.
Well, there is somebody that's like probably a crazy, mentally ill person that needs to be restrained by the doctors, is on a gurney coming into the hospital, and Kimberly is like trying to hold him down, but then she sees Michael out of the corner of her eye and she just can't take it, and she runs into the break room, aka the clubhouse.
And she's basically like, I just can't bear to sit with you, with Jane. I can't do it to her. And then Michael's basically like, look, the shit between me and Jane is totally separate.
We're just separate.
From the stuff that I'm doing with you, baby.
I can keep it totally separate. And Kimberly isn't having it. She is not happy, and she storms out of the break room. We're back to D&D, and Amanda is arriving for the day, and Allison catches her at the front door, and she's like, Amanda, do you have a sec? And Amanda's like, actually, no, I don't. I have tons of appointments, lots of stuff I have to do. But Allison is like, no, I just really want to get this out of the way, okay? It won't work, all right? A smile here and a stolen kiss there. It's not going to work. You're not going to seduce him. Billy is different from the other guys you know.
He's special. And yeah, he is pretty special.
And Amanda's like, yes, it will. It's definitely going to work. I've done this 100 times before. I'm going to get Billy back. And he is just as a red-blooded American man as anybody, and he cannot say no to my wiles, and it's great sex, and I'm getting it back.
And so basically Allison's plan to like make Amanda jealous is totally foiled. She came in there super strong and then ends like, oh my god, she is gonna get him.
Well, and then Amanda's like, oh my gosh, this is so pathetic and sad. You're in love with him, aren't you? There may have been a chance for you guys before, but that ship has sailed, Allison. And you're just a sad, sad girl.
And Allison, for the first time, asks herself, basically, do I love Billy?
you know, she is such a by the book, like, have to follow the rules person.
Yeah,
this, it really takes her boss to make her look at this.
Yeah, this isn't the first time that that Amanda has basically told Allison how she feels. Remember when she was like, you need to do some soul searching and talk to Billy about what the hell it is you want.
And she's like,
okay, Amanda, I will do that. I will search my soul and I will go do that.
So we're back at Melrose Place and Billy is sitting shirtless.
Yucky.
At his computer.
This was such a yucky scene, and guys.
And Allison is sitting on the couch and she's kind of stealing glances back at Billy. And first we see a close-up of Billy's nipple,
yeah,
which I thought was a very weird choice.
It's like bicep nipple.
And then it like pans over to his bicep and his arms. And it's like we can assume that that's kind of like Allison looking over his body.
And is this really, I mean, what they're trying to establish is this is the first time Allison is looking at Billy sexually.
Yeah.
But this isn't. It is not. It's definitely not. She's definitely like looked at him in this way and been sort of like, oh, what's up? Like Billy was, remember when they went to Billy's parents and they had to sleep on the bed together,
mm-hmm,
in the boxers? And he's like, come on, Allison, I won't bite.
Yeah, she wasn't feeling it, though.
She got a full look at him there.
Well, Billy's like, I'm going to go out. I need to take a break. Why don't you come along? And she's like, no, I'm okay. You go ahead. And he closes the door, and she just says, get a grip, Allison!
Get a grip. Just get a grip. Though, now we go to Michael and Jane's apartment. Jane, as always, is like, hey, want to do something? And Michael's like, nope. Gotta go. He needs to go out. He's like, I gotta go out for a little bit. So he goes to Shooters, walks in. Billy is talking to this like extra with like super long hair. He's very weird.
I think he's part of the bungee jumping crew.
Oh, okay. And so Michael orders like scotch on the rocks or something not orderable at a bar, basically. And Billy starts talking to him, but starts talking in this, like, adolescent, like, code, basically, of, like, I don't know what to do about these two girls.
Yeah, it's very
transparent. Should I just do it? And Michael, like, takes a sip of his scotch, and he's like, hey, asshole, well, how much did Allison tell you? Stop fucking with me, basically.
Yeah, because he's like, well, this girl just keep coming, she just keeps coming on to me, and, I mean, she won't take no for an answer. What should I do? Should I lie and continue to try to see her and then end up ruining people's lives? And it's like, whose life are you going to ruin?
And what did he keep calling himself? He's like, I'm a dumper.
Oh.
Yeah, he's like, I dump on people. This is my thing.
Yeah, he's meaning that he like dumps his feelings on people instead of bottling his feelings up inside.
And Michael's like, okay, you're a dumper? Yeah, fine, whatever. Yeah, go fuck this chick. Go do it.
Yeah, that's what he says. He's like, oh, you really want my advice, Billy? Go ahead. You only live once. Get out there. Do your thing.
So Michael just, he just smells it all over him. And he's basically like, hey, guess what? I am the property manager at Melrose Place. You're a tenant. The things that I do are the things that I do, and they should remain out your damn mouth, Billy. So shut the fuck up. Shut up when I see you, and keep it to yourself. That's basically what he says, and he rolls out.
In so many words. And then we head on over to Joe's apartment. Allison is visiting, and she's exploring her feelings for Billy with Joe.
Yeah, and I mean, this is a quick scene, but Joe is basically like, I think you and Billy would make a really good couple. You should go after him.
Yeah, and Allison is like, Amanda's right. I am too timid. I mean, Amanda just blows me out of the water. And she decides she's going to finally go downstairs and tell Billy exactly what she thinks about him.
So she does that. She gets there. But before she gets there, we see Billy in his apartment listening to the most pathetic fucking message from clingy-ass Amanda You want to take this one?
Yeah, she basically says, hi, Billy. It's Amanda. I'm sorry I'm calling. I know that you don't want me to call, but I'm just so lonely. I'm sitting here in our, my apartment.
Oh,
and I just want some company. So, basically...
She's like, I need a friend.
Yeah. So, he hears this, and this is, like, the end of the message is when Allison comes into the apartment, ready to tell Billy her feelings for him. And she's like, oh, hey, Billy, what's up? And he's like, gotta go out, and just passes her, walks out the door, and then she walks over to the answering machine, and sure enough,
she plays the whole thing. Amanda's voice. And she's like, great, he's going to Amanda and he's going to bang her because that's what Amandas do.
And that's what men do.
Right.
They follow their desires.
Right. So now we're with Joe and Jake. And Joe is finally like, hey, Jake, check it out. Look at the taxes. I did them for you. You don't owe anything.
And Jake is like, how did you manage this? And she's like, well, remember those 4 bikes we sold in December? Well, we didn't really sell them in December. We're going to sell them in June. And I've moved some numbers here. We went on like some travel. We went on trips. And he's like, wait a minute. This is lying. We're going to get audited. We're going to go to jail. We can't do this.
And you said something pretty interesting here about the bikes they sold in December.
Yeah, Jake's bikes wasn't around in December.
Sure wasn't.
If you guys remember, this is when Jake and Joe started their romance, was around Christmas time, their first kiss. This has got to be either in the spring or summer.
There was nothing about Jake's bikes.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It has to be April 15th.
Yeah.
Because
it's tax time.
They're getting down to the deadline of tax, when the taxes need to be submitted.
Yeah. So, yeah, total plot hole there, guys. Well, just a glitch in the timeline, if anything.
So, and then Joe says your favorite line.
Oh, yeah. She says, everyone cheats on their taxes.
Come on! Everyone cheats on their taxes.
Which may or may not be true.
No comment. So, Billy shows up at Amanda's place, her apartment, or their old apartment.
Right.
And Amanda answers in a silky pink robe, and she is giving him the bedroom eyes the whole time. Ever since you've moved out, I've been missing you, Billy. I feel so alone now. You're not alone. Why do I feel that way?
I don't know.
Cue the make out. It's like, who's writing that? Who's writing that down? Or were they just like, hey guys, so we're going to try this a couple ways. Why don't you guys just do something? And like, this is what they came up with.
And then Amanda looks at Billy longingly and says, let's go to bed. And then the camera pans on Billy's face and it's like, we're supposed to think that he's trying to decide, and then commercial break.
Yeah, poor Billy. There's all these like scenes where he's supposed to like give you something, and he just can't deliver. It's like, Billy, show me confused, happy, and sad. And he's just like, I ain't gonna go ahead. Like, his brain just misfires, and his face looks like Jell-O. It's just like, what? So that would have been a commercial cut there. But since we have the DVDs, we go straight to the next scene. Jenny, what's happening?
Well, a SWAT team has descended on Melrose Place. And there's about 10 guys all dressed in black, ready to pounce on Jake's apartment. They've surrounded him. They're banging on the door. And Jake gets out of bed. He is terrified. He's crawling around on the floor with Joe in tow, and that's when he wakes up.
I love the dreams. I just love the dreams.
They're getting kind of out of hand. I mean,
they're great.
Every other episode, there is some kind of a dream sequence where they try to trick you.
There's so much fun, and like people are getting work. Like all those guys, the SWAT team's like fully dressed in gear. They got prop guns. Like, this is awesome. It's awesome. It does feel like they've just gotten way more money now.
I'm like, oh, I'm throwing a SWAT team.
Yeah.
Who cares?
It's cool. And, like, Jake gets a lot of the dreams.
And Billy.
He got the dream he had AIDS.
And then Billy... Who can forget
Counselor
Billy?
One, you have AIDS.
Who can forget Billy's dream about the high dive?
Oh, yeah. Billy's high dive dream.
Or Billy's sexy dream.
Yeah.
Or we had Allison's dream of Keith's wife.
Oh, yeah. We sure did.
So many.
We had either Jane or Michael had a dream.
I don't remember.
I forget what. Oh, yeah. Jane had a
dream. Oh, of Rosemary's baby.
The pregnancy dream. Yeah. Yeah, it's bad.
There's a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a dream, and this is supposed to denote that Jake is feeling really guilty about having lied on his taxes. So he gets Joe up and is like, what time is it? It's midnight. Great, we have 30 more minutes. And it's like, till what? And they're off.
Till the mail guy comes.
We find that out later.
Oh, sorry. Spoiler alert. So Billy comes home from his night with Amanda. We as the audience are meant to think that he definitely boned Amanda. And he just waltzes into Allison's bedroom, flicks on the light, and she's like, oh, great. What are you doing here, Billy? I know you went to Amanda. I know you guys had sex. And he's like, we didn't. I stopped her.
I resisted. I just wanted you to know. And it's like, why?
Yeah, why? And then Allison, like, she just doesn't believe him. And he's, you know, this was Allison's chance. If Allison was just like, Billy, I like you and I wanna get together with you. He
probably would have jumped into bed with her right then.
Yeah, he'd have been like, okay, this is awesome, great.
But no, she's like, I know you're not telling me the truth. And Billy's like, Allison, after everything we've been through, you think I'd lie to you?
Yep.
That's what you do all the time, Billy. We've been through 29 episodes with you. We've seen
Bro, 29 episodes, you've lied on 26 of them.
Honestly.
For sure. Probably 27.
So they kind of end on a bad note. He leaves, flicks off the light, and I'm sure she didn't get any sleep that night.
So that now Jake and Joe, they get there. The scene is at a mailbox. The mail truck rolls up and they're like, hey, this is where, you know, we ask you to, retrieve a letter for us. And you tell us it's federal property. It's like they've done this like every day.
And when are mailmen picking up the mail at 12:30 a.m.
I don't think any.
Does that happen? I don't. I mean, I don't know their schedules, so. But it just seems really off to me.
They're federal employees, so I don't think that happens.
That they're like, oh, just going out for my 1 a.m. mail. We're like picking up her or whatever the fuck.
No, it does not happen. So, but they beg this mail guy to give them back the tax returns.
They're like, look, we lied on our taxes real bad. We feel terrible about it. We don't want to send them in. And he's like, if I see your IDs, I'll release the tax returns back to you. And he does.
The storyline's dumb.
Yeah.
Real dumb. There's two stories that we care about at this point in time.
And one of them is the Mancini storyline. And that's where we go to Jane, who calls the hospital to see, because she needs to get a hold of Michael for something. And the person on the other end notifies her that Dr. Mancini has the day off. This is news to Jane. She thought he was at the hospital.
Bad news, Jane.
So we cut over to Kimberly and Michael on a beach, sitting on a blanket looking at the ocean.
And Kimberly has done a lot of soul searching. She has, you know, she's really dug deep here, given this a lot of thought, and she is ready to be a full-fledged side chick.
Yes, she's like, Michael, I want you. You're what I want, and I'm going to have you any way I can for as long as I can.
and I don't care in what capacity. She's like, I'll do whatever.
So basically, Michael's like,
fuck yes. He's like, I got a side chick.
Yeah. So we cut back over to D&D, and of course, Amanda is there trying to rub her and Billy's little rendezvous in the evening in Allison's face. Oh, was Billy as exhausted as I was this morning?
And it's on now. This is it. Like, so now we have cut the bullshit. This Allison-Amanda beef at work is now all Billy. It's about Billy.
Oh, totally.
It's so we're affirmed, like, her work was not shoddy. It was not slipshod. It was Billy.
Yeah, and she's like, look, Billy woke me up, Amanda, and he told me about all of your little tactics about how you wanted to get him into bed. And he told me that it didn't work, and he said exactly what he thought about your tactics. And Amanda's pretty much like, oh, is that what he told you? Well, that's not what happened. And she's like, face it. What me and Billy have is a lot stronger than what you'll ever have with him.
And this like, finally, something got through the Amanda Woodward armor. She got hurt by that.
Yeah.
She got hurt.
So, we're back over to Jane and Michael's apartment. Michael returns from what he's pretending to be was work, even with exclaiming, what a day! Ooh, and going on day. And on about how difficult his day was at the hospital, and tells Jane, hey honey, I gotta take a shower, but open a bottle of Chardonnay.
And Jane, like, gets the bottle of Chardonnay reluctantly, puts it on the counter, and then's like, let me check this motherfucker's clothes.
So she starts going through his pockets. She can't find anything, but then notices something is weird with his shoes.
Picks up the shoe, turns it upside down, and probably 2 cups of sand pour out of it.
There was a lot of sand in that shoe. I don't know how he was walking.
Yeah, a lot of sand. So now she knows for a fact
he's lying.
Something is going on.
And poor Jane, her face was just like, it was sad.
Yeah. But, I mean, it perks up a little bit in this episode in the next scene.
Yeah, because Billy comes home and Allison is wearing a button-down, like, triple XL shirt again. This is like her new thing with Billy. She's like, I'm just going to wear these, like, oversized shirts without any pants around him.
I gotta say, Jenny, I miss Old Faithful. I miss
the, you. No, you don't.
I miss the blue robe with the yellow ducks.
You'd rather on it. Her be in the blue robe and doing this. No,
yeah.
You don't.
Yeah, I want the blue robe.
Okay. Well, Billy comes in and she's like, "Billy, I am so sorry about last night. Amanda is right. I am too timid." And I'm so blind, I don't appreciate what I have right in front of me. And then she goes in for the kiss.
She lays it on him, and Jenny was, like, screaming at this point.
I couldn't, like, this isn't a dream, guys. This was real.
I said it was going to happen. I was like, it's happening right here.
And they, like, there were several seconds where they're, like, kissing and making out. And part of it was, like 50% gross factor.
It was,
like,
kind of gross.
50%, like, excited.
It was not a Kimberly Michael kiss. It was not a Jake and Joe kiss. It was,
like, the way that they were kissing was weird, but I am excited to see those two characters get together.
It was like a timid kiss, like, are we into this?
Yeah, at first I was like, is he just going to pull back and be like, whoa, that was weird.
But then they sort of have a second to, like, look at each other after they kiss, and she's just like, good night, Billy. Like, was that meant in, like, thanks a lot for not, like, trying to take it further?
No,
Or was she just, like, like, sad that it wasn't
I think
thought?
It's pretty much like, I've made my point, because even she said, she is not the person in the relationship that pursues the other person. She's the one that is always, like, people are running after her. So I think she's like, okay, I made my point. You know my feelings. Now the ball's in your court.
Okay.
That's how I
maybe
took
she's
it.
She's like a little bashful.
Well,
like to kiss.
After she says goodnight, she turns around and goes into her room. And then we're left with Billy's blank stare.
Choose your own adventure. Choose your own adventure, guys. Was he A, happy, B, sad, C, scared,
or D, surprised?
It can be whatever you like.
Really, we don't know. We don't know. So that's where the episode ends.
That is it. That is it. What is the recap?
Well, Joe and Jake cheat on their taxes, but then decide last minute not to send in the tax form.
Billy almost goes back to Amanda.
Jane suspects Michael is lying to her, and she also has a line of swimwear coming out with Kay Beacon.
And Michael and Kimberly establish their cheat rules.
Lucy gets engaged. And Allison tells Billy how she feels about him with a kiss.
Boom. 90s moments. Not a lot. Not a lot.
My top one, drinking out of a water fountain.
Is that, yeah, I guess that's the 90s thing to do.
It's a thing of yesteryear. I don't think it's even like 90s specifically, but I can't, if I saw a water fountain walking down the street, like there, I would never even be, it wouldn't even be an option.
Yeah, in LA, water fountains are for dogs. That's about it.
Honestly.
I'd be like, ew, that's for dogs and homeless. Sorry, homeless. But yeah, I'm not touching that shit. It's for showers for homeless people.
Yeah, totally.
Not into it. I've got the van that Michael and Kimberly were kissing behind was like an Astro.
Oh,
that was like an old fucking van.
My best friend in high school had an Astro van. She would drive it around everywhere.
Super 90s.
Oh, I love that Astro. We called it the van of love.
I don't want to know anything else. Don't tell me any more stories about that van.
Anyway, my next one is the California hip dress code.
Oh, yep. Which wasn't that hip.
It was, like, look back on those clothes, guys.
Sort of looked like church over there. California hip in 93 was Sunday best. I've got Allison rocking some mom jeans in the middle of the episode. Mm.
The expression, get a grip.
Get a grip, Allison. Get a grip.
Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, so what's your lesson?
My lesson for this week is don't make out behind cars at your work or have lunch dates that are written down somewhere on paper, and don't have cheat date picnics on beaches. Your wife will know.
Mine kind of echoes yours in the sense that keep your sex life out of your work life, because if Kimberly and Michael did that, they wouldn't be having an affair. If Amanda didn't like start going on and on and on about Billy, her and Allison wouldn't have this beef. And then they wouldn't have even gotten Lucy involved because, you know, they're talking a lot about Lucy's sex life as well.
Guys, keep it profesh. These are lessons that you can take away.
Apply them to your own lives.
Apply them to your life so it's not like Melrose Place.
But if you want to live in Melrose Place, kind of a life.
Do all that stuff.
Have the beach date.
Oh my God. If you want to lose your wife, for real, take a lunch break, write it on a piece of paper at work, and go do that.
Yeah. So, bitch of the week!
It's time for the bitch of the week.
I'm a boss ass bitch. Bitch, 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 bitch.
Jenny,
bitch, I'm a boss ass bitch.
Who you got? Bitch, bitch, and why?
Okay. Well, guys, finally, I'm putting up the queen bitch herself, Amanda, this week. The reason I'm doing this is Amanda is really making it a point to try to get under Allison's skin. And part of me questions, does Amanda really like Billy, Or is it just this power play at work to try to dominate Allison? I kind of feel like that is her endgame. I kind of feel like Billy could be like placeholder here. It could be any guy. But she just really wants to assert herself over Allison. And yeah, maybe it grew out of this whole Billy thing. But I think that that is really spurring on her actions. And I really think that at every turn, at every moment, Amanda is just trying to manipulate everyone around her. And I think that we're really seeing that, and especially in this episode. So for those reasons, Amanda is my bitch of the week.
Damn, that's going to be hard to top. Okay, my bitch of the week, guys, is Kimberly Shaw. Here's why. All right, so if you found out that your significant other was cheating with another person, what name would you call them? You would call them a fucking bitch, which is why Kimberly is the bitch of the week. Here, okay, you, like, Kimberly, you have freaking decided, you've dumbed yourself down, you've belittled yourself to nothing, to where you cannot work in the same space with the guy that you're so in love with. You've decided that you're willing to take him in any way, shape, or form, whether that means being a hidden figure in his life. That is such a bitchy thing to do. You are a bitch. You are, like, the worst. You're a homewrecker, and you're okay with being a homewrecker. That's what you told this man on the beach. Then you had lunch. You were having lunch with his wife for a portion of the time. That is so, so bitchy. So very bitchy. And the way you treated that guy on the stretcher when you were wrestling with him was kind of bitchy as well. You're a total bitch, Kimberly. You are ruining somebody's marriage and somebody's life.
Well, guys, as you know, it's in your hands. Is the bitch of the week Kimberly Shaw or Amanda
Woodward?
I forgot her last name.
The Woodwards.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so moving on. Dan, this episode was called, let me see if I can get my
pas de trois.
Pas de trois. Dance for three.
Pas de trois.
What would you rename it?
I'm renaming this episode Game On, because Kimberly and Michael have agreed that, like, all right, I'm going to be your side chick and we're going to sneak this. So that's a game on. And then Allison and Amanda have cut away all the bullshit and know that their whole beef is Billy. So they're both like, game on, who can get Billy?
Cool. I'm going to go with Honest Cheaters. And I'm doing that because, of course, Joe and Jake go to cheat, decide that they can't, so they take back their tax forms. I think that Michael and Kimberly, in a way, were going to go after this whole cheating thing, and then Kimberly comes to terms with it and has to be honest with herself about what the cheating is going to entail. So I think in a roundabout way that she's honestly cheating. I mean, kind of, sort of. And I think even with Billy and Amanda, that power play with Allison, I think that could apply to them as well.
All right. What do you think's happening next week?
So next week, I think we are going to see Allison rubbing this kiss in Amanda's face. I think it's ammunition to try to get Amanda back for everything that she's been torturing her about at work. So I think we are going to finally see that Allison is going to be able to kind of dish it back out to her. I think that Jake's Bikes is going under. I don't know how much longer they're going to be able to sustain. I mean, he did say that they're not going to be able to pay themselves for 2 months. So
this is what happens when you get a GED, guys. You're Jake.
So
and you can't run a business.
I think that Jane is going to concoct some crazy plan to get like a private detective, or she's going to go on this like insane like PI kind of a thing to try to find out what's really going on with Kimberly, with Michael, and she'll probably find out about Kimberly. And then I still cannot believe Keith has not, like, nothing
no
has
Keith.
Been said about Keith and his reaction to Amanda. Just, I'm sorry.
I do it all the time, too.
Why would they name both characters A characters?
Amanda, Allison. Yeah, I do it all the time.
But anyway, why haven't they addressed this yet? I feel like we are going to have a resurgence of Keith, or something's got to tie up in that way where he's going to come back and Amanda and Allison and Billy are going to have some kind of a flirtation or like a thing going on, and he's going to try to get in the middle of it.
Those are good. Here are my predictions. Well, I was wrong last week. I thought this episode was going to start with Kimberly and Michael like in bed together like day. I was totally wrong. So sorry about that. But I predict that Billy is going to get with Allison. Like they're going to do it and they're going to become a couple. And I think that may be the finale. I think that Keith might come back for the finale. I have a feeling Keith comes back, but I really think he'll come back for the finale. But like Allison needs to be with somebody to make that larger. Mm-hmm. To where she's like, oh, I'm with somebody, and it's Billy, so you gotta go. So I think that's gonna happen. I think for the finale, Jane is going to either kick Michael out, and then Michael goes to that like beach house thing.
He had that beach house.
Yeah, I remember down the road, there's some sort of beach house. I don't know. But, and I, or here's what's going to happen. Jane is going to like go away to her sister's or something.
And that's how Sydney comes back.
And that'll bring back Sydney. Something like that. And we're going to need to see some Rhonda because... Sorry, buddy. You got 3 more episodes and it's over. That's it. That's all I got.
Me too.
All right, guys. Keep checking us out. We thank you. We got a message from Tommy. He said, last week we were talking about how if Amanda ever enters the main credits, and Tommy was gracious enough to let us know that she does enter like the credits as like a standard shot, but she's always a guest star throughout the entire run.
We have 3 episodes and then we get to see season 2.
Yeah, I can't believe how quickly we've gotten through season 1. It's been really, really fun. I love doing this, and I love the feedback that we get from all of you guys listening and sharing your Melrose Place stuff with us. So if you want to get in on that action, we're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Melrose Pod. Email us, melrosepod@gmail.com. You can help us out by contributing to us via Patreon. That's patreon.com/MelrosePod. And we're on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and Stitcher. And we will see you next week.